This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now your host, Rick Moore.
And good morning, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us today. It's so nice to have you on a beautiful Sunday morning. Not everybody has to do their thing. But one of your things should be listening to the wake-up call here on WNRN, especially when we have our guest today. For those of you who are waiting to hear Professor Milkus as we talk about some of the most important, historically important elections, presidential elections in our time of the United States. Good morning, guest today.
Good morning, Rick.
Professor Milkus, out ill at the last minute. So please, positive thoughts for Professor Milkus. We have rescheduled that show for later in November. Instead, the savior of the wake-up call on today's Sunday show, our regular guest and one of my favorite people, Lee Channing. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you, Rick. It's nice to be here. Even on short notice, it's very nice to be here. I always enjoy it.
And apparently so do the guests, because the phone always rings regularly. Let's give out that phone number, 434-979-0919. Again, that's 434-979-0919. Our guest today, Lee Channing from SpiritsEvolving.com. Also, LeeChanning.com. You can go to the website. But instead, at the moment, let's dial us up, 434-979-0919. Again, this is Sunday morning wake-up call with our guest, Lee Channing. And I realize a lot of folks who were maybe not prepared to call in, but you can always dial us up and ask Lee a question, often about relationships, maybe your work and career, just your general well-being, whether that's health issues or other concerns. But let's start off, Lee. I always want to ask, especially for those today who may be listening, expecting a different topic. Lee Channing is an intuitive analyst.
Right.
Others use the word psychic.
Right.
And I always ask you to tell us how you came about with that skill.
Well, it's been many, many years now. And you really probably don't get any more stretch in your energy than from politics to intuitive input. So should be an interesting group today. So I started actually at a very young age. When I was a child, I realized that I picked up energy. I could talk with the animals. I saw lights and colors around people. And of course, I thought everybody did. But as I got to be a teenager, I realized that wasn't the case. So I kind of turned everything off. And then in my early 20s, I began to have extremely vivid clairvoyant episodes. I really did not understand what was happening. I would see sort of like a TV screen in my head, and I would see a picture of something as it happened. And someone told me about a professor at the university, and I thought, well, I'm losing my mind, so I should really talk to someone. But I spoke with Professor Gaither Pratt, who is deceased now, but he was wonderful. He worked in psychology and / parapsychology, and he explained to me that I was clairvoyant. I'd not ever heard that word, but he explained the difference between being clairvoyant and being precognitive, which means you see things that are going to happen in the future. The things that I saw, and many times still do, are things that are happening at the moment. So it actually means clear vision. And then I studied, I went to the University of Minnesota, studied parapsychology for several years, went to a small college in Oregon and learned to do past life regressions. So I'm also a certified hypnotherapist, and, you know, just really found out that was my path in life, that was what I was supposed to do. So it's been more than 30 years now that I've done this. And as time went on, I began to do psychometry, which means hold something that belonged to a person and read their energy. And now I just read energy. I do it on the radio. I do it on the internet. I do it over the phone. I'm really very blessed. I do readings for for people all over the world. I also work quite a bit with animals and animals who are sick and dying. And so I'm really very blessed and do a lot of things. But people can call in and ask questions about any area of their life and, you know, anything they would like. And many times I'll tell them the color that's active in their energy and things like that.
And you do a lot of work with colors. People can go and find a book that you've written, Intuitive Color Awareness Guide.
Right.
Tell us a few things about the book and colors and why that's how that works.
Sure.
What's important about that?
Sure. I did the book, I guess it's been, gosh, 3 or 4 years ago now. But the book is literally meant to be a guide. It has each of the colors of the ancient Chinese, the ancient chakra systems that actually works all over the world. And you have 7 energy centers, whether people believe that or not or understand that really doesn't matter. But when I look at your energy, we can see that the red energy is very active. That's the base of your spine. That's earthly issues like setting boundaries and dealing with money and, you know, those kinds of things. And then you move up. There's orange, then yellow. Then you come up. The heart center is green. The throat center is blue. And then you go into purples and pinks, you know, as you move up the system. But in the book, each color will tell you things you can do to feel healthier, things you can do to make healthier decisions. If you're working with a lot of base energy and you find yourself either very attracted to the color red or repelled by the color red, you might want to check and say, okay, if red is really active in my energy, that means what? And in the book, it tells you what a sense that affects. That would be your sense of smell. So if you have a lot of red energy going on, you want to use aromatherapy. As you work up, you know, the color green of the heart center, if you're having a real relationship love issue, then you want, oh, pink is my healing color. So the book gives you every color and its complementary color and different things that you can do. It also gives gemstones and it gives aromas that work for every color. And I think when I do readings for people, probably the last 20 years, I've used color quite a bit. And people can learn a lot about themselves by looking at the colors they're drawn to at any given point in time.
So that book for Lee Channing's work, Intuitive Color Awareness Guide, we'll mention that throughout the hour. You can find that at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Can you find it at Quest Bookstore here in Charlottesville?
I don't know if they still have it. They did. I, of course, have some at my office, but you can get it through Amazon. And I'm happy if you don't want to email me. I can mail it to you and get a signed copy. So
LeeChanning.com or SpiritsEvolving.com. Again, phone number today, 434-979-0919. Somebody always has to be first. Like I say, first person on the dance floor is what gets everybody else out there. So our first caller today will typically start quite a flow of phone calls for our guest, Lee Channing. Lee, we're talking about colors. My color today. I've got my shirt on. Tell us what, give it a description and what it means for me.
Well, I have to do Rusty first because Rusty just walked through during the dance. And
He's got his swag shirt on.
It's black and it's a golf shirt. You can just see him swinging away. Actually, it's a really good color because it's, you know, black is the color. Black is a wonderful color, but it's a color of protection. So I'm sure that Rusty's been through a time when he feels like maybe he needs a little protection and he wants to be strong. He wants to keep his energy within, which is good for most sports because you come from your core. You know, when you want to come from your core, you know, you can wear black. Black is actually a really good color. So good job, Rusty.
I thought it was because he plays golf so badly he didn't want to hit himself in the head with his club or
It hides the blood.
Right, ricochet a golf ball.
It hides the blood
off
well.
Off the tree
so,
and back into him.
That's right.
All right, so how about mine real quick?
Yours is a hard one today. You've chosen kind of a complicated mix. You're usually pretty easy. Even if it's a little faded, I'll give you a hard time. But the shirt today is, you know, it's got the white, like, large blocks. It's sort of
a plaid. It's a flannel with a... with a large different block color of, 3 or 4 different colors.
Yeah, but the base color, when you glance at the shirt, the energy is very warm and very very comforting. It's actually a little bit like black because it has that protective color. But it's also got almost a burgundy red. So it's that mix between red and black. So I would say when you choose that today, You may really want to work on opening things up, open those big squares up. So be open today, but well protected. That sort of burgundy color mixed with black is about making sure you have good, healthy boundaries. And also, that's a good color for simply saying, you know, I need my own space today. This is good. You know, you can have a very strong day because it's stronger. The physical energy comes from the base colors. So I think today for you can and should be a very strong day because you've got the mix going on. You know, I think that it would be good to do something to cheer yourself up, to feel good today, and knowing that you automatically have a lot of self-protection going. So I'd say get out and do something fun today.
At 9 after the hour with our guest, Lee Channing, a quick and late substitution for Professor Sidney Milkus. Please think kind thoughts for him. He will be back later in November. So Lee Channing with us, leechanning.com, spiritsevolving.com. Lee is an intuitive analyst here in the area. Call us up with your questions about relationships or work, your general well-being, 434-979-0919. I saw the phone lit up a moment ago. Give us a ring now. Melissa's here today to patch you through. Lee, you mentioned animals a little earlier, telling people about how things work. Regular listeners, or even those who listen occasionally, know that my dog, Lazarus, recently passed on. Very difficult for me. I feel like we had a strong bond.
Absolutely.
So talk about the connection between a person and an animal.
Sure. And I miss Laz, too. He would come and put his head in my lap when he was here. So, you know, I think that we make connections with animals so easily. And most people actually communicate quite well with their own animals. And I think that what we have to realize is that they, even though they don't speak our language per se, they understand so much of what's going on with us, and they deserve so much love and attention. I worked with a wonderful family this week that had to put their dog down. It was time. The dog was not able to walk anymore, and the wonderful man told me after the fact that the bringing the vet to the house and having the vet help the dog transition was the hardest thing he had ever done in his life. And I think we have all been there. And, you know, if you truly open your heart and have that connection, it's amazing. Because in my opinion, animals, and not just dogs, cats, dogs, I mean, any type of animal. My granddaughter just opened their home to a rescue chameleon. And Oscar is quite the character. He'll turn colors and he does a little hissing, and he had an injury or something. He had some medication, but all animals are available and open for connection. And I think everybody should take advantage of that.
All right. We'll talk a little bit more about animals. I don't think I'm done with that. Let's punch up the phone number properly. Caller, are you there? Is this Jeffrey?
Yes.
All right, Jeffrey, your question for Lee Channing.
My general problem is that I feel like my life is being run by everyone else. I have a nice, wonderful wife, but she is very much of a go-getter and constantly do this, do that. Well, not really do this, do that, but constantly keeping an agenda. I have a friend who is sort of having a lot of mental problems for years, and I'm the only person he has in life, so I feel like I have to let him come over and listen to his problems, the same problems day after day. I'm out of control, and I'm wearing green. I like faded green.
Jeffrey, I had written down, I was just showing Rick, as soon as you started talking, I wrote down, life out of control. So, hey, you read yourself quite well. You didn't have to be told that, did you? So, well, you know, green, actually, for you right now, because I think there's so much energy going outward, you have a, you know, we have these pipes. We have energy come in, we have energy go out. You have a lot more going out. You don't get refilled very easily, and that's not anybody's fault. We can't blame it on your wife or your friend or whatever, but it's life in general. But green is the heart center, which is the emotional center, and green can be about guilt. And I think you do fall into the guilt trap probably more than you could, because you do really emotionally try to support everyone around you except yourself. So what you want to, I would wear the higher energy colors for you, and that's, you know, above the green, you have blue, you have purple, you have pink, silver, gray, you know, those kinds of colors. Because if you wear green, even a faded green, which Rick has been known to do too, by the way, but any kind of green indicates a time of emotion, and it can rev up a few more emotions. So try to do the, somebody had a t-shirt on that said, real men wear pink. You know, try to wear some pinks. A light red. You don't want a lot of heavy colors because you want to keep your energy up. But I think you're going to have to. I would do something. I don't think people around you are trying purposefully to affect you so much, but they are, and that's certainly not a positive thing for your growth. You don't have enough energy left. You have lots of compassion and understanding, but you don't keep enough for yourself. So you really should do something where you can be out on your own. I mean, very. Detached times just for you. Take a class, take a walk, you know, do something where you have it, and it takes more than 15 or 20 minutes. I mean, you need 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, where go to the movies by yourself. Do something where you're not constantly bombarded by other energy. You can also work on setting your own boundaries. Take your hand, put it in front of your heart center and move it in and out. Where are your boundaries? Most people, you can't even feel them. Rub your palms together, you know, feel a little heat. Your boundaries come in. People get so close to you that, you know, it affects you and it can drain your energy. So work on setting your boundaries. Go, okay, I'm going to put a light around myself. I'm going to put myself in a bubble. That way you learn where your boundaries are. And even people that you love and care for, when your friend or your wife, when they start getting too close and they put too many demands, feel that boundary and go, wait, okay, I've got to learn to say no more often. I've got to learn to find that time for me. Even it'll upset people. It always does. When you start sort of saying, you know, I need some space for my own growth. And you do. You have a lot of spiritual interests. You have a lot of energy to grow with. But I think really it's time to work on your boundaries. And you'll understand as you start doing it, but you have to do it every day, a couple of times a day. Just ask yourself, where are my boundaries right now, and start pulling those boundaries around you and making them stronger. And I think you'll notice a difference. Usually within a couple of weeks, you'll start seeing that you have a little more energy and you don't feel quite so out of control.
All right, Jeffrey, thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Let's see, 1116 here on the Wake Up Call, 434-979-0919. Our guest today, Lee Channing, filling in as a late substitution if you were looking for Sidney Milkus talking about politics. Lee Channing here today doing some intuitive analyzing for you, relationships, work, and well-being. I need to take a break real quick, but Lee, you said you told Jeffrey that green covers the heart center. Why do we all associate red as the heart center? It's Valentine's Day, you give red gifts, not green gifts.
That's right. That's right. We have always done, even when you do, when I go to, there's a yoga class, they do a lot of energy work. They use different colors, red for the heart or white for the lungs and, you know, various things. And when I use the energy centers that I have used all, you know, all these many years, you know, the emotions do come from that green energy center. And when you start green with envy, you know, we're talking jealousy or I feel blue today. But it's not, you know, people have always, I think because the heart center is love and you see the heart in all the pictures as red, but it really doesn't work that way. The heart center comes right out as green every time in my energy and a lot of other people who do this kind of work.
All right. 434-979-0919. Be right back with Lee Channing.
Today's programming on WNRN is supported by
T&N Printing, serving Virginia since 1982. In addition to printing and copying, T&N specializes in construction document management, as well as dry mounting, binding, and mail services. T&N offers FSC certified printing. T&N Printing can be reached at T-NPrinting.com. WNRN.com.
Just Curry, Indo-Caribbean curry on the downtown mall, now delivering all over Charlottesville for lunch and dinner. Chicken, beef, lamb, and vegetarian curries, plus plantains and sides, are a click away from your door at orderup.com. Just Curry, now delivering. You can order now at orderup.com.
The American Civil War Museum inviting you to attend an American Seance from October 28th through the 31st. An American Seance is the dramatization of a typical Victorian seance exploring how many individuals coped with death after the Civil War. Information at Tredegar.org.
This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And here we are on the wake-up call. Our guest today is Lee Channing, intuitive analyst. Call up with your question or comment. I see somebody's on the line right now. We'll be right with them. Lee Channing taking calls about relationships and work questions, general well-being. Lee, we were talking about animals. Let's go back to that, the connection between the person and the animal. What happens when the pet moves on? You talked about making the transition. So I have a canister with Lazarus's ashes. What do I do with that? My grief continues, and I think for some people that's completely understandable, and for others they're like, you know, I don't get that. It's been approaching 2 months.
Oh, I think it's a very normal process, Rick. I think that I have ashes. Some people bury the ashes of their animals. Some people scatter them. Some people keep them. I happen to keep them, at least most of them. Sometimes I'll scatter some. So I have them, in a little area in my bedroom where I keep them. And I don't think we ever stop missing the physical presence of many animals. Now, animals are connections are very much like people. Some dogs take a piece of your heart with them. They're so close to you. And some dogs you love and you miss, but every animal can be very different. I've had a lot of loss in animals the last few years. I had a 21-year-old cat die who had been blind, and I'd had her for 21 years. You know, that was very hard. And I had one who was 18. That was even harder because on some level we were spiritually even closer. So it depends on your connection. And some people don't understand the connection between dogs or cats and humans, and that's okay. They're not here to do that. But I think whenever you have an animal and it makes its transition, that animal is watching over you in spirit. Many times I can see that or sense that. Not always, but most of the time. So if you feel that animal, the problem is when you feel the animal, it brings it back up and you miss their physical presence even more. You know, you may know that Laz's energy is right here beside you, but you can't reach down and touch him. You can't feel the fur. You can't see the look in his eye. So it's still, it's okay to miss an animal. In the beginning, when with my spiritual work, I thought, oh, well, I know they're in spirit and they're fine. That doesn't help a bit when you're in a human body and you want your animal to be there in their physical presence with you.
But how do you connect? I mean, we talk about, frequently talk about for people, whether they're angels or spirits. But how do you, if you choose to, is it possible to connect to that specific spirit? Or, you know, feel that they are connecting to, sort of watching over you. How do you do that?
Oh, such a good question, Rick. Such a good question. What you can't do it on your own. You have to have a connection with the spirit. And the only thing you can really do, you know, 90% of the human beings, the only thing you can do is be open and give that animal spirit permission to come through to you. So that's all you can do. Sometimes you'll feel it. Sometimes you won't. But you have to say, I am open to this. You have to see the animal in your mind. Some people will use a picture, look at the picture of the animal and say, you know, let me feel your energy come through to me. Sometimes they will, not every time. I've known some very devoted people who tried very hard to really feel that animal. But many times it's when you least expect it. You know, I had a wonderful golden retriever many years ago who was so close to my heart. And about once a year, even now, I'll wake up from a dream and it's though he's right there with me. I can feel his energy. I can feel his warmth, but it's not very often. So for some people, they come frequently. And for others, maybe once a year you'll get that. And maybe you'll never get a clear feeling, but you have to trust yourself that you are connected with that person and that you want to know that you can be open and you can share with that person and still move on with your life. Many times getting another dog, getting another non-human animal to share your life is a good idea.
Phone is open now. Last caller, I'm going to read their question. 434-979-0919. Take advantage of Lee Channing being our guest today. You can find Lee, leechanning.com or spiritsevolving.com. You can go to the site and ask a question for free, correct?
Absolutely.
If you have a specific question, and Lee will talk to that, you can take advantage and do a lot of reading and learning at leechanning.com. Again, 434-979-0919. Lee, here's a call from a question from a caller. T. Carter rescued a raccoon named Cooley. It was injured and trying to figure out where this animal is now.
A rescued raccoon. That's unusual, to be truthful. I think that when you're working with what we consider wild animals, I don't even like that word sometimes, but animals who live in nature and are not supported by human beings, when you do that and work, we have some wonderful organizations here, Rockfish Wildlife. We have the Virginia Wildlife Center over in Waynesboro. We have a lot of caretakers and a lot of volunteers that work with these animals. You know, obviously, when you find an animal, whether it's been orphaned or if it's wounded, you always want to, as quickly as possible, get it to a professional, someone who knows what they're doing. Raccoons, I have known people in the past that had raised raccoons really as pets, which I'm not always for, you know, wild animals, but many times they can't be released. But Cooley, oh, that's very interesting energy. I don't really feel much coming back. So my sense of that is that, the energy really is disconnected from the human source. That doesn't usually mean the animal is deceased. It usually means the animal is just completely disconnected and sort of out doing their own thing. So I'm sorry I'm not more specific, but I can never exaggerate. It always has to be totally clear and truthful. I don't feel much energy with Cooley, and it may be just because that energy is cool and disconnected and very light, actually, a lot of movement. So this person, it was an interesting call. And again, make sure that if you find any kind of wild animal, you get the animal the help it needs as soon as possible.
All right. I hope that's helpful to the caller. 26 after the hour here with Lee Channing. Lee, we opened the show talking about colors.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about how colors can help with some specific, let's do emotions. How somebody who needs to be more patient. You talked with Jeffrey about setting his boundaries.
Right.
But let's talk about maybe somebody who needs to find more patience in their life.
Perfect.
For whatever reason, but are there specific colors that go with that?
Absolutely. Perfect, Rick. You are really asking good questions today.
It's the shirt.
I was going to say, wear that shirt next time. No. Yeah, the patience, impatience, it comes from that red energy center, that base, I'm so frustrated with this, I'm so tired of this, I'm so impatient with it. The healing color for that center is going to be blue. So if you know you're going to have a day that's everything is going to push your buttons, you're going to get impatient, you want to wear something blue. Okay, blue or higher, which means blue, purple, pink. But blue is the best color because that's the color of, that's the complement to the color. It's the color of developing more patience. So you really want to wear that. You don't want to wear red. You don't want to irritate, overstimulate that part of you. Some people work on patients their entire lives. So it's not as though most of the time we work on specific things for 2 to 3 years. You've probably heard me say that before. Humans have energy patterns. We do shift. We're supposed to. If you haven't worked on one area over a period of 2 to 3 years, then you might want to give up on that one for a little while, relax a little bit, go into something else, and come back.
Was that like making it raw? Like you're just
yes.
touching it and handling it so much that it's...
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. You don't need me here, Rick. You could be doing this by yourself. Yes, but you know, you can say that if I'm constantly worried about patience, I'm constantly worried about money, I'm constantly worried about setting my boundaries, I'm constantly worried about being anxious, and all of that is in that red energy center. So for all of those things, a good healing color is blue. If you start bringing in more blue, blue brings in relaxation, calmness, you know, it brings in that lighter energy, so you really need that. So every emotion that you have comes from a different center. Fear is going to come from the orange, one center up from the red. So for fear, you want to use greens and blues better. When you come up to frustration in the yellow center, you want to use purple. So, you know, there really is, you know, there's a more, quote, scientific approach to it than you might think. So if you know what kind of emotions you're dealing with, you can look online, you can look in my book, you can, you know, ask somebody. I'm always feeling so guilty. We talked about that earlier. That's the green center. So pink is the healer for that. Pink is a healing color.
I see the phone keep ringing, and Melissa must be taking pledges out there. You're still welcome to call up and make a pledge to WNRN. But we'd love for you to come over air and ask Lee, take advantage of Lee Channing being here and ask your question to Lee, 434-979-0919. Otherwise, I feel like I'm getting my free hour with Lee Channing. So let's go back. Here's one, and I'll ask you, and then I'll throw you in the more specific part of it, is what helps somebody make a big decision?
That's a good question.
And I mean, that could be, let's not limit it, or unless you want to tell me that you need to, if it's a big decision about a relationship or about your career or, some other sense of well-being that goes with that.
Right. Every major decision in your life needs the energy focus that it deserves, but you don't always know where it's coming from. So you need to back up a little bit and say, when I think about this career move, what are my emotions? What are the first couple emotions? Is it fear? You know, is it excitement and joy? Sort of try to think what emotion you're dealing with as well as the question. And then you can go back and go, oh, you know, there's so much confusion around this. Then, you know, your mind is overworking. Confusion comes from that yellow energy center. So you can say, I am so confused about this. I don't know what to do. So what heals that confusion is using your own intuitive abilities, using the color purple, trusting yourself to go, wait, let me sit quietly for a few minutes and feel this out. I worked with a woman in Sweden recently, and she had to make a major business. She has a very large online business, and she had to make some major decisions about her business. And then she had to make one about a very personal decision, which can be very different for people. And she, you know, I told her, I said, you really have to do this. But I told her to use her hands, which sometimes I'll do, and that's hold your hands out with their palms up. And if there's a question, try to get it down so that it's a yes or a no. Should I take this job? Yes. Should I take this job? No. So that you're not all confused. And hold your hands out and say, okay, I want the right answer to feel very light. Feel your hands. I mean, it's using kinesiology, of course, but feel your hands. If your left hand, she said her left hand started to float up. And that was the hand that was yes. And she said it was kind of, she said, so she did it again. You know, so try to use all of your resources. We can all, your physical body tells you so much. If you're talking to someone and you get that sick feeling in your stomach, that person is not healthy for you. If somebody asks you to do something for them and you get that, that dread, you're not supposed to do that. Your physical body tells you. If you meet someone, you immediately feel light and bright and, you know, you like that person. It really does pay, you know, it does us, we do very well to listen to our physical responses. If every time you're around Uncle Fred, you get a headache, you know, your body is going, hello, this is not healthy. If you're in a marriage and you're, you know, you're sick all the time and it's not a physical thing and your doctor can't figure it out, maybe you need to work on your relationship because we are so affected by the energy of other people. And we are. We need to learn to protect ourselves. I'm an empath. I have been all my life. But I have learned over doing this work for 30-some years that when you come into my office and you sit down and you're in great pain, and a lot of people are. I mean, they wait until they're really in great pain. You know, I want to feel that, but I want to stop at an inch from my heart center. I don't want to bring it in and carry it home. So I learned many years ago that I would be more effective to work with people in reading their energy if I could learn to say, okay, I want to feel it, but I don't want to take it on. I don't need to manage it. I can't fix it for you. But, and I think everybody should work on that. It's a wonderful gift that you give yourself when you can say, okay, I can make most of my own decisions, but sometimes I need some outside input. But you still have to come back to personal responsibility.
Lee Channing with us today. Positive thoughts for Professor Milkus, who had to take the day off. We'll have him later on in November. Lee Channing here today. Her book, Intuitive Color Awareness Guide. Lee is an intuitive analyst, also so known by some as a psychic. Call us up with your question, 434-979-0919. Melissa's here to patch you on through. You can ask your question over the air. Let's do this, and we'll be right back.
Today's programming on WNRN is supported by
Music Today. Based in Crozet, Music Today powers ticketing for local venues such as the Intellos Wireless Pavilion, the Southern Cafe and Music Hall, and the Jefferson Theater, and is official web stores for hundreds of artists, athletes, and entertainers. That's Music Today.
Rapture Restaurant on the downtown mall, featuring sustainable farm-to-table gourmet southern cooking for lunch, dinner, and late night, as well as Saturday and Sunday brunch. At R2, the dance club at Rapture Restaurant, it's Charlottesville's music showcase with Gina Sobel and the Mighty Fine with Ginger and the Castaways, Wednesday. That's R2 at 10 p.m. inside Rapture.
Automated Office Systems, providing WNRN with personalized local copier and printer service and maintenance. Automated Office Systems is headquarters for all of your computer needs, including sales and service of desktops, laptops, and tablets. That's Automated Office Systems, AOScorp.net.
Hello, I'm Sarah from Piedmont Master Gardeners, serving Albemarle and Charlottesville in partnership with the Virginia Cooperative Extension. You too can become a Master Gardener. You can join us for a fall info session on how to apply for the 2015 volunteer training course. Master Gardeners are members of the local community who take an active interest in their surroundings and the quality of life affected by our landscapes, local parks and trails, water quality, and more. After attending approximately 70 hours of horticulture training, Master Gardeners volunteer their time and expertise to encourage and promote environmentally sound horticulture practices in the community through outreach education, ultimately making our community a better place to be. To find out more about the Master Gardener program and how to apply, you can attend an information session at the Central Library McIntyre Room on November 14th at 1 p.m. You can also visit us online, PiedmontMasterGardeners.org. I'm Sarah, making a community connection on WNRN.
Make your community connection with WNRN. Email connection at WNRN.org with your nonprofit event or organization's information. Independent Music Radio, WNRN.
This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And thank you so much for being with us today. It's about 37 minutes after the hour, talking with Lee Channing. Call up, ask your question, future thoughts, current decision, help, careers and relationships, et cetera. We have a question here. Is this caller on, Melissa? All right, so let's do this. And then do this, and then do that. Caller, are you with us? Andrew.
Yes, sir.
Your question for Lee Channing.
Yes, good morning. I've heard a lot about you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Nice to meet you.
My concern or my question is, how can I train myself to not be concerned about what we would call irrational fears? You know, I've got a lot of things in my life that go really well. And I've got a lot of things in my life that I feel that sometimes I exacerbate the problem by visualizing the worst case scenario, or, you know, seeing the bad things without just clearing my mind and allowing practical life to continue.
Right. Really.
All right, Andrew, I'm going to hang up so the next caller can get through and keep listening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrew. That was a really good question. And, you know, so many of us as human beings, and I think we've all been there, we get that what if disease. I can do that, but what if? And what if that happens? And what if that happens? One way to counteract that, you know, you're a very thoughtful person. You have a lot of yellow energy. You have a lot of mind moving around all the time. You think a lot. When you have that going on, what you've got to do is, if you say, what if, go ahead and finish that sentence. What if the worst happens? I buy that new car and the car dies 3 days after I get it home. Then I would have to, you know, go ahead and finish that scenario. What if that person doesn't love me anymore? What if my relationships end? What if I take that job and I don't like it? If you start going into what if you try to cut it off, you won't finish the process. You want to avoid going there if you can, but when you can't, go ahead and finish with it. What is the worst possible thing? You won't have that relationship, and you'll find a new, healthier, better relationship. So, sounds a little silly sometimes, but do that. The one way, the most powerful way I have found to help other people over the years is when we make major life decisions, they really only come from one of two places. It's either fear or love. There's no third option. There's nothing that's better for you or this or that. If you go down, if you break it down to the base energy, it's going to be fear or love. And that is much easier than it sounds. If you're thinking about taking a new job, what are the fears? You know, why, if you're hesitating, is it fear or is it because you love yourself too much to put yourself into that position? So try to break it down. The only way you can work through some of those problems is with your mind, because that's what's active. So learn to let your intuition come in, that color purple come in. Get a purple candle, put it in your room. Every time you have to make a decision and you start going into that what if, look at the purple candle, think about it, think about, okay, you know, it's going to be okay. Learn to have a little bit more of your intuition as part of your work, and I think that'll help.
41 after the hour with Lee Channing. Lee, just to follow up, since I left the phone line open, 434-979-0919. That's 434-979-0919. Your questions for Lee Channing today. Andrew, you know, talks about his irrational fears, and you're talking about how to break down and to complete the question of the irrational fear. What do you do to make that part of your psyche go away?
Well, I mean,
or diminish it.
Right. Well, it's a process, and there is no such thing as irrational fear. If it's fear, it's fear. Whether it's rational or not is so far off the point, it really doesn't matter. You know, if you are afraid of a snake and a snake comes through the door, there's little you can do at that point to do it. How do you work around that? You learn to get to know snakes. You look at the pictures of snakes. You talk about snakes. You learn to, my daughter used to take in six snakes. You learn to watch TV with a python on your arm. You know, you learn to do that. So whatever you're fearful of, you have to look at it. It is rational. If it's happening, it's rational. You know, I am afraid of that. Now, you know, people with various, you know, if you really are in a place of anxiety where you're not thinking straight, can some fears seem irrational? Of course they can. But in general, if you have a fear, you have a fear. If you're afraid of the dentist, maybe you have to take an anti-anxiety pill before you go to the dentist. But if you're afraid of life in general, you really have to just work on your core energy and going, I need to replace some of that fear with just having some love and respect for myself. So you have to take fear seriously. You don't push them around. You don't ignore them. Then they get bigger and really can cause more energy drains.
All right. Andrew, I hope that was helpful for you today. 434-979-0919. Melissa will take your call and help patch you through. Lee, here's a question from an anonymous caller. How do the changing seasons affect us?
You know, that's a good question. And actually, people ask that a lot more than you might think, because we do go through energy shifts. Everyone does. I don't care if you live in the tropics or if you, you know, live in the North Pole. We do go through energy shifts as the planet moves and changes. We are part of this planet. We're blessed to be here, but we're part of it. So we do have changes. You know, I lived in Minnesota for 5 winters. I really don't love winter. It's nice to have 4 seasons. But, you know, my husband was teasing me earlier. When I see pumpkins and chrysanthemums at Whole Foods, I know it's time for it to get cold and it gets dark earlier. So we laugh about it. But I'm prepared to say, oh, good, I need to rev up my energy a little bit so that when it gets dark earlier, I don't get down. I don't get depressed. Some people really do. I mean, it's a thing many people can't stop. But you have to prepare yourself for each season. Each season is going to have different colors. In the fall, we have the yellows, the oranges, the browns. In the winter, we're down to white snow and brown trees here with some evergreens. The spring, you know, and most people really, in general, people in the spring will come up a little bit. Your energy comes up because it gets a little lighter. More people are happier because they're glad to see a change in season. A lot of people love fall. And that's wonderful. But know that you have to let yourself get prepared. Work with your sleep schedule. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. Get up at the right time. Maybe change your foods. Maybe do a little more exercise. Anytime we're shifting seasons. And, you know, in Virginia, we could have 80 degrees this week, you know, and we'll be going into October. So, but usually within about 6 weeks, your body, your mind, your energy can make that shift. And some people do it at different times. But if you say middle of September to middle of October, here is probably when the energy is going to be the highest fall energy. So I need to be aware of the energy is shifting. So I need to pay a little more attention. I don't want to let my emotions sort of get out of control. If you dislike the middle of the summer when it's really hot, prepare yourself for that. Wear cool colors. You know, in the winter, wear warm colors. Do whatever you can do. Don't ignore it, because a lot of people do. And then they go, I've been feeling rotten for a couple of weeks. You know, I'm really down. I'm really sad. I'm really not happy. The weather can do that. The seasonal changes can do that. And as the earth tilts and things change, you need to be ready to tilt your energy a little bit and go along with it and realize that even if it's a minor effect, everybody has some effect as the energy shifts.
You know, we're talking about changing seasons and going into fall. Again, Lee Channing, our guest today, intuitive analyst, call up with your question about your career, your relationship, your pets. We were talking about Lazarus earlier, 434-979-0919. When a lot of people are, certainly I know some specific folks who, when we start to get to this time on the calendar, take that deep sigh, because it's not the temperature, it's the holiday. Mm-hmm. Because not everybody has that Norman Rockwell family that I feel like I was blessed to have. And so doing Thanksgiving, doing Christmas is traumatic, is probably a little strong, but they're not excited about it. They're unhappy to have to go because they feel like the family relationships aren't pleasant. They're more challenging.
Right. Oh, you don't know how many people ask me about this at the holidays, because it's, you know, I have a sheet on the website called Holiday Wellbeing, I think it is. And it gives you some hints about that, because it can be. Traumatic is not overdoing it. Traumatic is the word. They are, when you have to, so much happens from Halloween to January 1st. We really do. There, you know, all the holidays, and you have Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas and gifts and back and forth and family and travel. It can be very frustrating. So you really have to go one day at a time. And it's okay. You know, I know people are going to say, no, it's not true. It's okay to be able to say, you know, I'm just not going to be able to make that Thanksgiving dinner this year. I have other plans. Do that and take care of yourself, and you'll find out that it can go better than you think.
All right, 434-979-0919. We'd love to have you call and actually ask Lee your question on the air. For entertainment purposes, that's always best. But I have another call that was passed through to me. This is Jimmy from Charlottesville. Jimmy wants to know if there is any specific color that attracts females.
Oh, good question, Jimmy. And the answer is no. The answer is that it depends on the female, literally, because all of us human beings, males and females, we go through different time periods where if we're working on a little fear in our life, then we're attracted to blue. If we are, you know, if we're working on a new job and thinking, we're attracted to purple. But in general, to attract other people, you have to wear the color that helps you feel the best you can feel. So if you feel better in blue and you feel comfortable and you feel warm and you feel outgoing, then that's the color you should wear. So don't try to attract a female or a male with color. You know, real men do wear pink, okay? So go for that. Try it and see what happens. Maybe you'll have a conversation. So, but if you wear your best color, people are going to be drawn to you. So that's the wisest thing to do.
All right. Again, 434-979-0919. We have Mary from Dillon. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Your question for Lee Channing.
Yes, I've been going through a difficult time. I have a eating disorder, and I'm just feeling very depressed and low, and I don't know whether it's a beginning of Alzheimer's or whether it's just a depression, or I don't know what the reason is, and I've just wondered what your take on it is.
Okay, Mary, that's a very honest question. I certainly feel the intensity there. One of the issues, and this will be a sort of about energy centers and colors as well, eating disorders come in through the orange center, which is that second energy chakra, okay? Depression comes in through the blue energy center, which is up in your throat. Blue and orange are complementary colors, so they heal each other. So what happens is when they're both a little bit out of balance, then you have to really slow everything down and feel like you're moving in slow motion. But you need to take life really like almost hour by hour for a while, because you there's no one color. Blue's going to help your eating disorder, but it may not make you feel as happy and joyful as you want. You know, so you want to bring in some bright colors, you know, some of the oranges and reds and yellows. But when you have an issue in both complementary energy centers, it does slow down the availability of energy. So you do want to move very slowly, but you want to move. The worst thing in this energy picture is not to move. You should try to walk as much as you can. You should try to worry less about worry comes from that second energy center. You should try to think, you know, learn to really have some trust. Trust is really important. What people do you trust? What doctor do you trust? I think this is a combination of energy that's heavy to work with, but you still have a lot of energy. I mean, I know you feel down and things are moving already a little slow, but I would say physically move more. You know, let your body walk, even if you just walk around the house. Don't let yourself sit. That's not going to do it. Do be very careful with what you eat. Herbs can help you. You know, put different kind of herbs on your food, because that second energy center responds to that. Or maybe find an herbalist if that would feel good to work with your diet issues. And I can give you some names. If you send me an email or something, I can send you the name of, I use an herbalist, Dr. Stanley Chang, who's here in Charlottesville, who's very good with working with those types of things. So, and I send you lots of good energy. You can do it.
All right, Mary. Thanks
for
the call.
Thank you very much.
Again, you can go to leechanning.com or spiritsevolving.com, 434-979-0919-52 after the hour. A little bit of time left with our guest today, Lee Channing. Send positive thoughts to Professor Milkus, not feeling at his best today, and Lee lovingly substituting in here. Lee, here's a question from Sarah in Lovingston. Is it possible to have a calming or positive effect on other people's energy? What are some things I can do to soothe someone else's energy?
You know, that's a good question, because a lot of people think that, you know, they can affect somebody else. Okay, yes, we do, but only with their permission. So the best thing you can do is to keep your energy calm and be that good influence. Okay, when your energy stays calm and centered and in the moment. In fact, sometimes trying to help other people be calm is actually an irritant to their energy. So you need to be the one to be calm, to relax, wear the calming colors, the blues, the purples, the pinks, the higher energy colors, to try to keep everything calm. If somebody around you is out of balance or antagonized, the best thing you can do is to move away from them when you can, so you don't absorb the heavier energy flows, the anger, the fear, the frustration. You know, that's pretty heavy. So if you go in nice and calm, you don't want to be affected. So the best thing to do is really to keep your energy as calm as you can and just hope that will be the good influence that you want to be.
All right. We got another call here. Let me punch all the buttons and get it all set. Hey, are you with us?
Hi. You speaking with me, Sandy?
Yes, Sandy. Your question for Lee Channing.
Hi. I'm just wondering, I've done all the research. I know everything about how to quit smoking, but my mind won't listen to me. What causes that? It's like, yeah, you poor thing. I'm so sorry for you. You probably need another cigarette right now so we can talk about this.
Yeah, that's right.
How does one deal with that and actually get past it to the process?
Oh, that's hard. Put the cigarette down. No, I'm joking. I have worked with so many people over the years. I'm also a hypnotherapist, and so I have to agree with everything I've read too about, for any given person, you know, various things will work 80% of the time. Hypnotherapy will work on 80% of the people. The gum will work on 80% of the people. The pills will work on 80% of the patches will work. So, you know, there are all those people. And I actually worked with a man years ago who had lung cancer and still could not stop smoking. Okay. That's not to scare you, but it's to say it does happen. It's not a large percentage of the people. But he spent $20,000 for like a week long process through hypnosis to stop smoking. And even that didn't work. So you can't really buy it or find, you do have to give yourself enough respect to work with each of the tools, whatever you feel is strong, but you have such a strong mind. Okay. Your mind is more addicted to smoking than your body is. Okay.
That's my problem.
Yep, your mind.
I can do it. I have done it with acupuncture. I've done it with several methods, but various things lead me back to, and I'm just trying to find out what is the best approach to actually have good self-talk.
Right. Right. Well, I think for you that would come through, I would try some short meditations during the day. You know, we can send me an email. We can go into more detail. But do two or three short meditations where you literally talk to yourself and you say, okay, I'm sitting here with this candle. Okay, it's a fire. It's a flame. It might remind you of smoking, but I think that would work. And talk to yourself. Talk to the candle. And because many times it's a physical addiction. For yours, it's so much more of a mental addiction. So work with that. Talk to yourself. Write a script that you say to yourself two or three times a day, and at least start there, because I don't think the outside things are going to do much at this point, but you can do it. I mean, I know you can do it, and you know some level you can do it, but try that. Try literally talking to yourself two or three times a day while sitting quietly, and you need to build up that level of respect, you know, for your own physical body as well. Just tell your body you really want to have it healthier, and then you sort of got your body coming for you too, because your body is not demanding it as much as your mind is. So I think that'll help.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, right, Sandy. Good luck.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks, Sandy.
Thank you.
All right, 57 after the hour, almost finished with our. I always find these hours pass by so quickly.
Good heavens, I know.
With Lee Channing here. Just a reminder that there are many ways to stay connected at WNRN, Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, and all our other shows. We do have a free iPhone and Android apps that are created by Willow Tree Apps, available at iTunes, or you can find them at Google Play. We also recommend TuneIn for your smartphone to listen to WNRN anywhere. We also stream 24/7 at WNRN.org. So remember, no matter where you go, you can take WNRN with you. All right. So Lee, these last set of folks, whether we go back to Mary, who's having these sort of, you talked about, I don't want to say, you didn't say conflicting, but how the orange and the blue for her eating problems and her depression and earlier, let's see if I can pull out all my notes. We had, I don't know. But we had Andrew, I think. We had other questions talking about colors. Can you, are there certain colors that you should have painted in your house so that your bedroom can help you with one thing and maybe your kitchen with another or something like that, whether you paint on the walls or have some items in those rooms to help you with this?
Right, absolutely. You always want, people will ask me why their children can't sleep, and I go to their home and they have these bright colors. You want to put colors in the bedroom that are light and calming, and that's the upper level colors. You know, you want to do very gentle blues and pinks and mauves. So I think that would help. And bright colors in the kitchen make you a little bit hungrier and eat a little bit better.
All right. We have just a minute left, but this seems like a very important call. So we're going to do this and talk with Sheila. All right, Sheila, we're down to just our last minute. So real quick.
Hi. My son is battling substance abuse issues, and it's been a rocky road up and down. And I just wondered what kinds of things might help him.
And okay. I hate to do this in such a quick time period, but I'm going to hang up and keep listening.
Okay. Yeah, substance abuse issues almost always come from the second energy center, which is that orange energy center. Close relationships can help them. The color blue is very healing for anyone working with substance abuse. Okay, talking helps. But I think that using the color blue, very calming, having him drink a lot of water, be around the water, vacation around water, but just see blue light around him. That's the best thing you can do.
And Sheila, don't forget, you can go to leechanning.com or spiritsevolving.com. That question needed a lot more attention and detail than Lee could give you, than I could allow. So please, leechanning.com, spiritsevolving.com. Lee, thank you so much for being with
us. Thank you for having me, Rick. I always enjoy it.
Well, and I do too. Les Temps-Perdue up next. Don't forget, next week, be with us. We'll be talking about the Virginia Film Festival with festival director Jody Kilbasa and programmer Wesley Harris. Thanks, everyone.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by the markets of Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at wakeupcall@wnrn.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Brandon Wong and Max Cecilia Struther. Tune in next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.